This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have a little bit of a moral dilemma question.
How many
THAC only?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, I don't know.
Because I already know your opinion, Aaron, and I don't like your opinion, and I need to find out the real opinion.
You don't like the truth.
I know. Okay. Fine. So
when you're ready, I'll be here.
Okay. Well, in fact, I need everyone to text into 51059, but not yet because I haven't said what it is. I mentioned recently that I'm trying to blow through my entire Flex spending account, and I have a lot of money to spend. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I've purchased is called an Oura ring. It's a ring. It's O-U-R-A. Are you just staring at me because you think you're not allowed to talk?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Am I allowed?
You can tell me what the
ring is. An Oura ring.
Oura.
A-U-R-A, I believe.
I think it's O.
Is it O?
I think it's Oura.
Oh, you're right. Like O-U-R-A.
Okay. So, and it like measures a whole bunch of stuff, and it's for some reason covered by Flex spending. So
that's cool.
I believe.
Have you gotten me a Christmas gift yet?
Are they cool?
They are cool.
They're like $400, dude.
They're almost like a Fitbit, but on a ring.
Wow.
And one of the things, because I have an Apple Watch, I don't know.
You're becoming a Muppet.
Aaron just literally had an attack just before we went on the air where she turned into like one of the characters from Fraggle Rock.
What is that?
It was an HBO show with Muppets, and they're just
I couldn't move my chair.
No, just how about stand up and move your chair instead of flailing your entire body? Your Oura ring right now would be going, are you having a stroke? Okay, so here's the point of the ring. It measures your sleep patterns, your blood ox. Mm-hmm. Like it says like 50 biometrics. I don't know what all they are. Probably, did I say blood ox? Mm-hmm. Supposedly your fitness, but I've known people who
it's
have
it's like
them.
Heart health, your stress, your all overall that. Activity.
Your yeah, if you can't get it off, then it knows.
No, but I'm saying if you're working out, it knows your heart rate is elevated and it's moving around. So it's like, oh, I think he's running. He's running. Like it kind of knows. Just like, well, with your Apple Watch, you go, hey, I'm about to run. And then it goes, okay, keep going.
Oh, you have to tell it?
You tell it you're working out.
It will, like, if it's been, like, 10 or 15 minutes, it'll be like, it looks like you're walking outside. Do you want to track it?
Yes. Mm.
Like, nope, just to the fridge. Thanks, Apple Watch.
No, you have to be walking for a bit. But then it remembers all you've done. Like, I've been, like when I was touristing.
All
when
the fridge trips. Oh, no.
Yeah, you're not a candidate for the Apple Watch. It's like,
delete.
What are you doing going that? Okay, so here's the point. So then, in order to get an Oura ring, the first thing they send you is like a bunch of little plastic rings.
Yes.
To measure. Size it.
Oh, okay, cool.
So then you slide them on, you go like, hey, I need this size. So I have, here's my list of questions as it applies to this. And Aaron has already answered incorrectly. Where do I put the ring? Now, obviously, you don't want to put it on your ring finger of your left hand when you're a single male trying to attract single females, because it's like that's a wet. It looks like a wedding ring, dude. It looks
okay,
like
okay, yeah.
Is it's, it? Because it's just a metal band,
like a big chunky metal band.
But that could be a move. People have done that. I think guys have done that as a move. There's a move. There's an Adam Sandler movie about it. Very realistic. Adam Sandler film.
When I had a wedding ring, when I was married, nobody hit on me ever.
Yeah, and it doesn't.
Think about it, they don't hit on me now, so it doesn't. The ring, but like, so I'm not gonna wear it there. But maybe do I wear it on my ring finger of my right hand? Because I'm getting kind of the like grayish, blackish. I'm getting like the cobalty, like whatever that color. But Aaron immediately says, for best results,
I think I don't know.
No, it's true. I read it on their site. Wear it on your index finger.
Okay, that. What is there? No. Never, boss.
I could see myself going to bed and going, sliding it on and then going to sleep. And it's just on my index finger. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, it tracks my sleep pattern and tells me if I'm getting REM and all the other stuff. You're telling me I come in here. We go to a live at five. We do a our concert at Christmas. We're doing like whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm walking around with a first finger ring. Am I that guy? Can I be like
rings have come back around.
That's
rings
what I say.
For dealing dog, not for a regular. You have to have rings on a significant number of other fingers before you put one on your index finger. I have no rings on my hands.
Yeah, I will.
And
give
all
you
of
that.
A sudden, the only ring I got. Why don't I just go thumb ring then?
Well.
Oh my God! Would you date a guy with a thumb ring?
Yeah.
No, you would not. Some bro comes up to you.
Wait, are you saying only a thumb ring?
Yes. Mm-hmm. He comes up in his jeans. I would buy him some thumb ring. You would do what?
I'd buy him some other rings.
No.
There's a mastery to wearing the rings. I've never been able to figure out, because there's a way to have them on several fingers, but it doesn't look like you're avoiding your ring finger, but you clearly are.
Right.
And there's a way, guys do it, and it just looks effortless, and I can never.
I am setting myself up for the worst answer ever, but do I strike you as cool enough to just wear one lone ring?
Put it on your middle finger on your right hand.
Middle finger?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's the one you use the most.
Yeah.
Do you think that'll work?
Yeah.
And you don't think I'll look like a tool?
Well.
I need help from the textures. Because if I have to wear it on my index finger, then do I have to hit some sort of jewelry mart?
Yeah, that's what I was going
to
say.
Or do I have to knock over Deal and Doug?
That's not how you get him.
I've been on I-25. He's been right next to me.
Really?
Yes. And I think I know people who know him.
Wow.
Okay.
Might have slept with people who know him. Deal and Doug, I need your brains.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.